Well, the international community in general has been generous with the Palestinian Authority on the financial level. However, the international community has been extremely failure on the political level. And I think that the international community is trying to sort of compensate the Palestinians financially for their failure to help end the Israeli illegal occupation or to bring the Israelis to abide by the international law. On the financial level, the international community, through the different members, have pledged a certain amount of money to the Palestinian Authority. This year in particular, some of the donors have not been fulfilling their commitments in regular way, which with time accumulated a deficit and created a problem. Not so big problem to be able to affect the ability of the Palestinian Authority to pay salaries. But according to the Ministry of Finance, if this would continue, then it might affect the ability of the Palestinian Authority to fulfill its obligations. We called upon the international community, particularly these states which did not fulfill its obligations, to do so in order to enable us to continue fulfilling our obligations to our people.
I've read reports that you may not have funds to pay salaries beyond September. Is this true?
There is no effect so far of this crisis on the salary of this month. We don't know about the future. We play it by ear and month by month. We hope that this problem will be solved soon in order to resume and continue giving the services that we're supposed to give to our people.
I've heard some speculation that some states may be withholding money in order to encourage reconciliation between the various different Palestinian factions.
We don't know what are the motives, but we are in contact with the different donors in order to try to encourage them to fulfill their obligations, which they put on themselves voluntarily, of course, in the donors' conference. And we are hopeful that we'll be able to find a way to convince them to do that.